The Traveler's Journal, September 1st, hiking the coast of Cornwall. Cornwall is the county at the southwest end of the long finger of England that points into the open Atlantic. Penwith Peninsula, the nail on that finger's tip, is a rugged, isolated place of green windswept headlands, steep granite sea cliffs, and long, narrow white sand beaches. It's an ancient realm, with Neolithic relics, Bronze Age ruins, and enduring traditions. In a land as long civilized as Britain, Penwith retains its wildness. It's where Daphne du Maurier set her melodramas, where D.H. Lawrence wrote Women in Love. A faint footpath flirts with the sea for the entire 35 miles of Penwith's coastline, between the ports of St. Ives and Penzance. Walking its length is an up-and-down trek, which, lined with charms and challenges, can be done comfortably in 3 days. Hilly hamlets and ancient pubs placed conveniently along the way minimize the need for baggage and make it easier to enjoy the views. The hiking is most difficult in the north, where the coast path fronts the Atlantic. Between the towns of Zenor and Pendine, the path threads itself along the edge of the cliff-top downs, past ruins where ancient miners first mixed copper with a local tin to make bronze. At Land's End, England's most southwestern point, the weather and scenery change. Now warmed by the Gulf Stream, the foliage becomes semi-tropical with an almost Mediterranean feel. Walking may be the best way to see Cornwall's coast. In many Penwith places, it's the only way. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.